Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Happy Tax Day. I know we're all so excited about that, but at least in the United States, as others of you are not having Tax Day around the world. Just so excited to be here with you today. We're going to keep going through Mark chapter 6. This is a long chapter, so it'll take us a couple days. Today, I'm going to be reading from verses 14 through 29. And we're just coming off of Jesus healing people, but not being having no honor in his own country. And he's also sent out the disciples two by two and given them authority. So this is where the story picks up. King Herod heard this, for his name had become known, and he said, "John the Baptizer has risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him." But others said, "He is Elijah." Others said, "He is a prophet or like one of the prophets." But Herod, when he heard this, said, "This is John, whom I've beheaded. He's risen from the dead." For Herod himself had sent out and arrested John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John said to Herod, "It's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias set herself against him and desired to kill him, but she couldn't. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. When he heard him, he did many things, and he heard him gladly. Then a convenient day came that Herod, on his birthday, made a supper for his nobles, the high officers, and the chief men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came and danced, she pleased Herod and those sitting with him. The king said to the young lady, "Ask me whatever you want, and I will give it to you." He swore to her, "Whatever you shall ask of me, I will give you, up to half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" She said, "The head of John the Baptizer." She immediately came in with haste to the king and asked, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptizer on a platter." The king was exceedingly sorry, but for the sake of his oaths and his dinner guests, he didn't wish to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent out a soldier of his guard and commanded to bring John's head. And he went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the young lady, and the young lady gave it to her mother. When the disciples heard this, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is such a barbaric story, and every time I read it, I see it as what it is, so horrid. And the end of John the Baptist was not beautiful, was not poetic in any sort of way. In fact, it's in some ways fueled by sex, in some ways, because the man was so pleased, which is really creepy. He was pleased with the dance of his stepdaughter. And also, probably a lot of wine was flowing during that feast. It wasn't probably the best feast in the world in terms of sin. And it just is so interesting that the wife had this grudge and found her opportunity to get rid of someone, and just how barbaric it all was. And how I keep thinking about how what it must have been like to be the daughter, to be kind of basically forced by your mom to ask for such a thing and then to receive it. Not great. Anyway, Lord, we live in a world today that's also very barbaric, and we see atrocities everywhere. We do see Christ followers being beheaded. We do see persecution on the rise. It's been around forever, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse. And we see atrocities when we listen to the news from around the world. And Lord, it can be very dark. I can only imagine how the disciples must have felt during this time of the prophet who foretold who Jesus was is now no longer living. And John the Baptist was such a beautiful example of a follower of Christ saying, "He must increase, but I must decrease." And John the Baptist decreased so much that he was thrown in prison for telling the truth about an unlawful and unsanctioned marriage. And then after that, being beheaded, which of course was humiliating and frightening. So Lord, it doesn't go well for prophets a lot. And we also realize that those of us who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So Lord, I just pray for an extra measure of strength and courage today for us, but also for our brothers and sisters around the world right now who are in the position of John the Baptist. Perhaps they're imprisoned. Would you just give them the strength necessary? Would you visit them, Lord? I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Daily Bible Podcast, where Tricia and Michelle, they're two friends, they are talking through the one-year Bible. And you can either pick up a one-year chronological Bible wherever books are sold, or you can subscribe to the one-year chronological Bible reading plan on the YouVersion Bible app. And this is a 10-minute podcast, and they're going to be leading you through the chronologically through the Bible. They're using, like I said, the one-year chronological Bible reading plan. It involves about 15 minutes per day of reading time. After you read, you can listen to the podcast where they share a basic overview and some takeaway to help you apply the day's reading to your life. So Tricia and Michelle, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. Again, that's called the Daily Bible Podcast.